18.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and my goodness, we got that debt crisis over with. Now we can move ahead, and everything's going to be fine, so that we can borrow more money. Federal government's going to be able to borrow an additional $2.4 trillion here in the next couple of years. At least that hopefully will get them by until after the upcoming elections. And although we're going to cut $2.4 trillion in spending, and so but that's over the next 10 years, and it really doesn't start getting into the cuts until after the next election. And certainly the investors don't think that this is a solution at all, because they know there are not going to be any cuts. The deficit next year is going to be $1.7 trillion, and probably close to 50 cents out of every dollar that will be spent will have to be borrowed. Gold hit an all-time high yesterday at about $1,650 an ounce. It was up to $1,660 an ounce this morning. Nobody's talking about how we're seeing the highest prices in gold. The price of silver is going up. The whole economy is beginning to crumble. We're seeing the end of this wonderful utopian society that we've enjoyed for such a period of time. But we're seeing a progressive moral breakdown. We're seeing certainly dramatic changes in the structure of our society. We're seeing our churches, many of them, turning away from the teaching of the original scriptures towards a philosophy that brings people into the church but doesn't necessarily bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, they're changing the music and the message of our churches, and as it was in the days of Noah. Why, of course, it is today. Well, with us this morning is C.J. Lubbock. We're going to be talking about what is really important. We can talk about economics, but for me, what's far more important is our personal relationship with our Lord and the teaching of the scriptures, and that's what we're going to have to do at this point, because obviously we're not going to change what's happening in Washington, D.C. Oh, we have to keep trying, but we're not going to change it, I don't think, not unless God intervenes. But C.J. has taken these Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, put them into a chronology, and just told the story of the life of Jesus, and that is, of course, what his website is, on the story of Jesus. And good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. It's exciting to know the Lord when everything around you seems to be crumbling. By at least we can smile, because we know that there is a God, and he directs the courses of at least those who follow him.
Yes, and your lead-in commentary leaves me with so much hope. We can have confidence that our government is going to solve all our problems for us.
I'm afraid it's not.
It's wonderful to know.
Our job is to try to point people towards the Lord, and you've done a wonderful job that on that with your website. Why don't you tell our listeners who don't know they haven't been to your website how you happened to put this website up there?
Well, actually, you know, what you led with the story of the debt, our indebtedness, plays into this quite nicely. And I don't need to remind you, Dr. Stan, that your children and grandchildren and children yet unborn are going to be born owing money. They are going to be born with a debt. And the sad state is that we are all born with a debt. But it's not financial. It's spiritual. Because of Adam's sin, we have a debt of sin. And, the U.S. government, by some miracle, could balance the budget and that debt could be paid. But there is only one miracle that will get rid of the debt that we have. And that miracle happened on the cross of Calvary some 2,000 years ago when our Savior came to pay the debt that we could not pay. And the reason I say we couldn't pay it is because it was impossible. Not only were we born in the debit, in the red, when it came to sin, sinners by nature, not only was it in our DNA, as soon as we started talking or practicing anything, we began to sin. So if each of us had our own little debt clock, I have that on my computer. Every time I start feeling good, I bring myself back to reality by going and looking up how much debt we're going into on a moment-by-moment basis. And I think, you know what? Each of us have a debt clock. And that clock is spinning, and it's only moving in one direction. And that is encumbering us more and more and more, the debt of sin. But Jesus came to pay that debt. And like you said, the only thing that really matters is how we end this life. Do we end it in debt? Or do we end it with that debt balanced out completely, what is the marker, paid in full? And since we can't pay it, we have to rely on somebody else to do it. And there's only one person that lived the life, the perfect life that we couldn't live, the life that Adam messed up for us. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, lived the life that we couldn't live, that perfect life, and that is credited to our account. But more than that, his blood paid the account in full. And this is the story of the gospel. People don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about the blood of Jesus. They don't want to sing the old rugged cross. They want to sing songs that make them feel good. They want to go to churches that make them feel good. But the gospel starts with bad news. And the bad news is that we're sinners in need of a Savior. And the story of Jesus is there to point people to our Savior.
Well, you did a beautiful job with it. But, of course, it's really the story itself recorded in the four scriptures, which are really the basis of the Christian theology. The Old Testament, of course, points towards this. In fact, so much of the Old Testament is the story, you know, certainly of the relationship between man and God, and man constantly trying to appease God by sacrifices, and the sacrifices always involve the shedding of blood. That's what the sacrifice was. There were animal sacrifices, sacrificing the lambs or goats or other animals, and people say, well, gee, that sounds pretty primitive. I mean, why would you want to have shed blood? Well, we were being pointed towards, of course, the cross. And, of course, here was blood being shed. But, of course, Christ died not for mankind, but for you and for me. We'll be back in just a moment with D.J. Love.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dan, here I guess it's funny. D.J. Lovick, we're talking about his website, The Story of Jesus. Cindy, how can people get to the website there, C.J.?
Well, thanks to you, Dr. Stan, they can go to radioliberty.com, and there is a hypertext link to The Story of Jesus, or they can just go to thestoryofjesus.com. And I'd like to make a recommendation in these trying times. For those Christians that are listening out there, now this was designed for Christians. It was designed for Christians to share their faith with other Christians. As your commercial on The Story of Jesus points out so well, if you don't have 2 hours to talk to somebody about the life and times of Jesus Christ, you can point them to The Story of Jesus, and there they can, with small vignettes and a lot of hypertext links that explain what's going on, they can read The Story of Jesus in a chronological narrative based on the authoritative scriptures of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We've added no others, of course. And but what I'd like to suggest is for those, as you're sitting around your dinner table, as a devotional, The Story of Jesus is in 150-plus sections, and it only takes a couple minutes to read one. And in the matter of 3 or 4 months, just reading a couple of those a day, you could rehearse the entire story of Jesus. And I think that would be a great encouragement to all of us during these times that are so troubled, to remind ourselves that our faith and confidence is not in what this world is going to do, because the one thing I can assure you of, as you pointed out so well in your introduction, Dr. Stan, is they're going to mess it up. It's not in their heart to do the right thing. There's not enough of them that want to do the right thing to overcome those that don't. And it seems like the good men we send to Washington, some of them stay good. Most of them get corrupted by that, just by the way things are done there and their desire to stay in power. And to know that there's one person, Jesus Christ, who one day is going to come and set up a kingdom that will never be influenced by what you have pointed out so well as the brotherhood of darkness, that they will be subdued someday. But we live in the here and now, and right in the here and now, things are dark. But what a reminder that we have a Savior that's going to overcome all of this. He's overcome Satan and sin at the cross. Death has lost its sting. And no matter how bad things get here, we have a hope and a treasure in heaven. But you know, there's only six things you can build your life on, Dr. Stan. And this is a metaphor that I think can be taken both physically and spiritually. You can build your life on wood, hay, and stubble, and it all burns up. Well, that's what our government is building, trying to build our lives on, wood, hay, and stubble. And then the Bible tells us there's gold, silver, and precious stone. And those that build their life on those things are not going to be disappointed. Now, that is a spiritual metaphor, but it's also a physical metaphor. And as you've been reminding people, don't trust the government. I don't even think you can trust your banks. It's time for Americans to start preparing for the dark clouds that are coming. And gold, silver, and precious stone is a spiritual metaphor, but it also has a physical application. And anybody that's listening can take that to heart. But again, the most important thing is, the only thing that's actually going to matter, is not gold, silver, and precious stone, literally, but whether you have your faith and confidence, your treasure is in heaven. And that is only secured by the work that was done on the cross. And you receiving that work, not accepting it, but receiving it. And at which point you're indwelt by God's Spirit. That's the promise. You know, the Old Testament ended with all sorts of incomplete things, an incomplete nation, promises that had not been completed, a sacrifice for sin that seemed so inadequate. And then we had the new covenant, and it all got fulfilled. But there's a whole group of people called Israel that didn't get it, but God patiently is going to bring them around. And what we're living in and coming up on is a period of time when God is going to deal finally with his children, the promised seed of Israel. And then the question is, what happens to us, the church, in the meantime? Well, I believe we're waiting for Christ to come and gather us in the air, what some people would call the rapture. And that's not just because we're escapists. It's because the Bible teaches it, that we're going to escape the wrath of God. We're going to escape the wrath of God, but you know what? I don't think any of us are going to escape the wrath of this world and Satan and the brotherhood of darkness. The wrath of God we will escape, but we will have tribulation in this world, and it's time for us to prepare. Physically, yes, and also spiritually. And the story of Jesus is meant to get you in the pathway to not only studying the life and times of Jesus, but to renew, if the luster of that relationship with Jesus, if that relationship has gone cold because of all that's happening and because you're distracted, it's time to focus your attention back on the only thing that matters, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Redevelop that relationship of love with him, and with that will come confidence. The confidence that you have. I know you couldn't do this radio program, Dr. Stan, with all the bad news that's coming day after day after day, and I know you do a tremendous amount of research and probably know as much or more than any other living person about the dark forces that are creeping over this nation and the world. But you also know that there's a hope, and his name is Jesus Christ. And without that hope, we are doomed. But we are not doomed because of our faith and confidence in him. He has won for us and done for us what we could not do for ourselves. And that's the blessed hope, and that's the blessed Savior, and the story of Jesus there is there to sort of magnify his name, to point out the fact that he not only lived the life we couldn't live, he died the death we deserved, and then he rose again and is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession, not for everybody, but for those that have put their faith and confidence and trust in him. And it is the whosoever will gospel. It is the whosoever will put their faith and trust in him. He promises that he will come and enter their very heart, that the Holy Spirit, that's a spiritual thing. You cannot see it. You cannot see the brotherhood of darkness, but you can sure see their effects. Jesus pointed out you can't see the wind, but you can see its effect. And God promises that if you receive him, that you get spiritual help and enablement from him. Because you could not live this life on your own. So what's offered by the gospel and by Jesus Christ is a Savior that comes and says, not only will I save you from your sin, not only will I take the penalty, the sting of death away from you, not only will I go and prepare a place for you where you can come and be with me forever, but I will come and reside in you. You can have eternal life now. That is a spiritual thing. I can't explain it. I can't put it up on a blackboard except to say that it's true, and God warrants it's true by its own word, and the and we know it's true, Dr. Stan, because we've experienced it in our own lives, and we've seen it in the lives of others. And he who cannot lie has assured us that he marks us out with his spirit and indwells us. And that is the voice in all the Christians right now that's crying out. I mean, red flags are flying all over the place. We've been woken up from a sleep. Like you said, the utopia of America is slipping away. This country that was so great. But you know what? It's a terrible thing. But if you're trusting in Jesus Christ, it should shake us and awaken us to the fact that this world was never our hope. America was never our long-term hope. Our hope was heaven. We, like Abraham, were looking for a city whose maker and builder was God himself. And Jesus Christ is the key to all of that, because he is the God that became man, virgin birth, and was born in a place called Bethlehem, according to God's scripture. And again, not only lived a perfect life, but lived the life that was prescribed and forecast by the Old Testament, fulfilling over 300 prophecies. Now, there's more prophecies. In fact, we're living in the days and times when there's more prophecies have been spoken in the Bible than any other event on the planet, and it all has to do with the day of the Lord, the coming tribulation, and that final day when the trump comes for us, and the final day when the Lord comes and sets his kingdom up on this planet. And we are living in those last days. In a sense, everybody's been expecting it, and the imminent return of Christ you can expect, like the Apostle Paul did, because there's nothing that needs to happen for him to come. But after he comes, there's a whole chain of events that begin that mark this world out for a terror that it cannot even imagine. And we're just seeing the first fruits of that now, just the hints of it, the shadows of it. And already it's causing men's hearts to fail them for fear. You know, I see where you live, Dr. Stan. I look at the earthquake map every day, and it shows all the earthquakes that happen. I don't know if you realize this or not, but almost on a daily basis, if you count them up, and they measure the earthquakes that are 1 point or more, according to the Richter scale, over half of the earthquakes, 60% of them occur within the United States, and most of those occur right up there around Alaska and right up there where you are in Monterey and central and southern California. Well, when you get these swarm earthquakes and you're getting 50, 75, 100 of them a day, it's a warning. It's a warning. God is jiggling us to warn us that something big is coming. And our consciences are getting swarmed by little earthquakes if we live in America. This debt crisis is just a picture. We look and we shake our wag our finger at the government, as we should, because they're in debt. But you know what? Americans have gotten themselves in debt. They have mortgages on homes they shouldn't have. They have credit card debt they shouldn't have. Why? Because they want things they can't pay for. Because they want things that God didn't desire to give them. And so we need to take some responsibility for ourselves. And we may not be able to do anything about the national debt, but we can do something about the physical debt that we have. And I would just encourage all Christians to live that testimony of satisfied people that are happy with what God's given us, and get out of debt and stop buying things you can't afford, and start being productive members of this society, not just takers. Not just people with big desires. It's the only big desire we should have is the desire to live our lives to God's glory and to help God's people first and then the rest of everybody else later. So that's my sermon for this morning.
Well, I think it's well said and very, very appropriate. Last night on my evening program, I had Chuck Smith's brother, Paul Smith, and somebody called in and said, well, I mean, my grandmother told my mother, you know, back in the mid-1800s, these were the last days. Well, why should we think it's the last days now? And, of course, I gave the question to Paul, and he said, because of Israel. Because
absolutely,
for the first time in 2,000 years, the children of Israel have returned to Israel, perhaps not in faith, but God prophesied that. And from the very moment when Israel was reconstituted as a state, as a state why we began the final countdown. So in the first program,
you know, Dr. Stan, if they had returned in faith, we would know it's not the last days because the Bible says they will return not in faith. So even that is a fulfillment of Scripture. But I'm glad you had him on, and you're absolutely right. That's the clock, and that's how God views this world, through the lens of Israel. But, my grandmother was saying the same thing. You know, my first memory, I was born in 1946. My first memory was getting hurled off the seat before there were seatbelt laws, or seatbelts, for that matter, in my grandmother's old Hudson, because she was listening to the radio, and she was a Gentile Zionist. And when Israel became a nation, that vote on the UN, they played it on the radio, and she was so excited, she slammed the brakes on the car and hurled me to the front of the car. So that's my first living memory, was that Israel had become a nation. And she shook me, and she said, "You have any idea what this means? The Lord is coming soon. This is the end. This is what's been prophesied by all the prophets. It couldn't happen any other time. It didn't happen in any other generation. It happened with us in 1948 in the month of May, and just like God said it would. And everybody up till this time did not believe it could happen. I read the commentaries 100 years earlier, and they're making all kinds of excuses why God hasn't fulfilled that promise, and here he has fulfilled it. So let's open our eyes and see it.
We're out of time. We'll talk to you later. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless me.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Dan back here at the Dennis at the American Freedom Network, and of course the website for C.J. Lovick's website, The Story of Jesus. Don't forget to put in "the" at the very beginning. And in contrast, next we're going to be talking about Keeler, and of course his website is Seed Catalog. Don't go to The Seed Catalog. You go to Seed Catalog. But of course, when you go to The Story of Jesus, it's The Story of Jesus, because Story of Jesus is up there. Go to The Story of Jesus, or better still, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down on the home page, and there's a link. And of course, there's also a link to Heirloom Seed, and that's what Buck Keeler's into. Good morning, Buck.
Morning, Dr. Stan. How are you this day?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Wonderful, beautiful day here in Southern Oregon, and looking forward to another day the Lord's given us.
Well, we got Buck seeds here a few months ago. We put them all into our garden, and now we're eating all sorts of different types of squash, a round little sort of like an acorn squash, and the great big long blue ones, and the zucchini squash. And it really is fun to go out and harvest them, and we're amazed how they're all coming up. So they're just thriving. Of course, these are all things that we grew from the seeds that we got from Buck. So certainly I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there have gotten seeds and planted them. Truly a miraculous thing. You could take this little tiny particle that has life in it, put it in the ground, and suddenly it becomes a carrot or a radish, of course we're harvesting our green beans now and our peas, and just a wonderful experience, and I think something everybody should start thinking about. We're moving into very, very difficult times. We're going to be moving into hyperinflation in this country. The government is not going to solve the problem. They're not trying to solve the problem. Both political parties are controlled by the same people. Their plan, destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people, and with this, of course, it could begin to mean we're going to have increasing difficulty being able to get the food and other things that we need for bare subsistence. They're having this happen throughout the world, and it is going to come to the United States because America has turned against God. Well, Buck, how is certainly the business going? Are a lot of people getting the seeds and the other products, the fertilizer, and the other things you're offering?
Yes, and you hit on a very important topic there, as you gave the introduction where we're at, that America has been living in a time of fantasy for many, many years, and does not know what real things are. We talk about owning things when we actually rent them from people who finance them, people who have debt on their homes. They don't own anything. It's not real. They're renters to the landlord, the banker, whoever finances them. And we've operated where food is not precious, but it's just another thing that you go to the grocery store and get whatever you want, whenever you want, and however you want. We're changing from that. Real things is what you have in your possession, things that you own, and it's in your hand. And the seed that grows food that you have in your hand is something that's real and tangible and produces real things in your life. That you're talking about going to your garden, getting your squash and so forth. That's real. That's real food. That's food that you put into the soil, the seed. And it produced something real in your life. It's not rented. It's not leased. It's owned by you. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to have real things in your life that you can control. And the ability to control your food source in the days that's lying ahead is going to be extremely important. And so taking ownership of that and now providing for yourself the basic food substances that you need is a step in the right direction. And that this time of the year is not just a time of year of harvest, but it's a time of year of preservation. That we're eating our full meals out of the garden now, that this is a time of year where I do a lot of vegetarian meals because the fresh produce is so good. But at the same time, we're preserving that food, that we're getting enough produce out of our garden that we're canning and we're drying and dehydrating and putting up for the winter and for the springtime where there's not fresh foods, and providing for ourselves real things that's in my pantry my wife and I have put aside, not just for us, but for others, so that the seed is not just a hobby or it's not just another avenue. Having sustainable, renewable seeds is going to be the way of the future for people who have real things, things that they can use to sustain their life and other people's lives, and also to barter with or to be able to purchase things with. That times of hardship, the most precious commodity you have is food. And if you're in the mindset and have the ability to produce food, you'll have a source that will not only sustain you, but the people you care for. So it's important for us to have not just seed in the ground right now, but seed put aside for next year. And everyone ought to have a seed bank, that we're selling lots of seed banks for that time in the future where you're not going to be able to readily get the seed. And it's a hedge for inflation as well. As we start heading into these times where the dollar's going to become less and less valuable, the seed's going to maintain and have its value. So everybody ought to have a seed bank, set it aside. They ought to be gardening right now, just like you are, enjoying the fruit of your labor.
Well, now explain to our listeners what the seed bank is, and, of course, how you would preserve the seed bank, what you do with the seed bank. What is this really all about? Because you have a number of different things. You have the small garden, that's what I got, but then you have the seeds for a large garden, and then you've got seeds for long-term storage. Why don't you cover some of those things?
Well, let me start with the long-term storage that, as you said on your program many times, the elite of our society are storing seed up in the Antarctic for the purpose of what may happen or what will happen, to where they have an access for renewable, sustainable food. And the seed bank is a subset of that. It's just a way that every individual can do what the elite are doing now. And in the seed bank, we have three basic different seed banks. We have a personal seed bank, which will plant about a half acre. Then we have a basic seed bank, which will plant an acre of food. And then we also let you design your own. If you buy $50 or more seed, we'll put it in a seed bank. Now, what a seed bank is, it's a solution for long-term storage of seed. That once that seed is packed in the glassine packs, it's placed in a Mylar bag that's sealed, which makes it impervious to moisture and to light and to any type of rodents being able to eat through it. But then we put it inside of a drywall PVC pipe, and we seal it inside of there, which gives it an added layer that could actually be buried in the ground where the temperature maintains a constant temperature, or tossed in your freezer for long-term storage to be broken out when that time comes. And the germination of those, of course, over years will degress, but not completely. That, you know, that germination rates out as far as 12, 14 years is still at 80, 85%. So that's a long-term storage solution that you can buy prepackaged or design your own. And then we have for everyday use. We put together packages for home gardeners. You mentioned the small garden. We have an urban garden for people who live in condominiums and things like that, where they can do patio gardening. And then we have a large backyard garden for folks that actually has a lot where they can till up a 20 by 30 slot and plant a variety of vegetables. And then we have tomato lover packs for those folks who like tomatoes, that we have a pack that has a variety of heirloom tomatoes. And let me just say on those tomatoes that, man, I'm getting some of the best tomatoes this year I've ever had. The Cherokee purple tomatoes are just wonderful in flavor. But that's what we sell.
Hold that thought, Buck. We'll be back in just a moment here.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502, or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Family Center, La Familia in Fort Collins, says strong family connections, personal faith, and moral values are the stepping stones to what our children and this country needs. Let's put the emphasis back where it belongs and give our children a solid foundation for tomorrow. This message comes to you from the Family Center, La Familia, 309 Hickory Street in Fort Collins. Another concerned local area business interested in the safety and welfare of our community. Give them a call at 970-221-1615. That's 970-221-1615. On the air, because they care. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Buck Healy, and his website, seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com. Buck, you were just talking to us a little bit about, of course, the various items that you have, the various types of seed collections. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that it's important for us to have not only seed in the ground growing, but seed laid aside as well. And so this is the time of the year where we have folks that are looking at the seed banks more than they are at the gardens, because we're coming to the end of the gardening season here in about a month and a half or 2 months. So along with that, you may want to look at now gearing up and get ready for sprouting. Sprouting is a good source of nutrients, green, leafy nutrients that you can add to your diet every day that are healthy for you. That sprouting is not something that is an alternate food. It's something that ought to be a part of everyday food. And so you ought to be looking at sprouting. We sell sprouting seeds as well as sprouting systems on our website. And it takes 3 to 5 days to get sprouts started. It ought to be a part of the basic survival plan that anybody puts together. But as well, it ought to be a part of your daily life that to be working with the fresh greens. That this time of the year, the fresh greens are passing by in the garden. Lettuces are starting to bolt, and you're starting to lose the ability to get your turnip greens and your collard greens because the heat has caught up with the growth and they're bolting now. So you can do sprouting and have fresh greens every day that you can add to your basic food source. And it's a good practice to have where you know how to sprout. That you never know when you might wake up one day and sprouts may be the hope that you have for something to eat. And so we also sell the sprouts, sprouting seeds, and the sprouting systems. And that ought to be a part of everybody's normal routine of preparation, but as well as a part of a normal routine for daily living. So those are another avenue that you need to look at.
And, of course, people have to learn, you know, you can eat the tops of the turnips, the tops of the radishes, the tops of so many of the things that you grow, you know, and they still have great nutrition in them. But, of course, the sprouting products are wonderful sources of vitamins, you know, and certainly the vitamins that you need are in the sprouts. And how they get there, don't ask me. It's the miraculous things that are in the very heart of those little tiny seeds. And that's why, of course, the elite have large supplies of seeds up there in what's known as the Doomsday Seed Bank. The Doomsday Seed Bank up above the Arctic Circle, under constant military guard, real seeds, not genetically modified. They're destroying the seeds here available to us. They want seeds for themselves when they start in all over again. When they start in all over. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They know that they're destroying the seeds, the food-producing capacity of people throughout the world. That's why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank financed by a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, financed by Monsanto, the ones who are producing the devil seeds, the genetically modified seeds, which are disrupting the health of people all throughout the world today. But it's so difficult for people to believe that anything could be this demonic, but so they go up. You can find it on the Internet about the seed bank where they're keeping the seeds up there above the Arctic Circle, constantly frozen for when they start in all over again. Well, Chris, what Buck is offering is seeds that you can bury in the ground, and even if your refrigerator goes out, why, of course, the ground will keep them viable, because they're in a container, so they'll be dry and they won't be influenced. But it's the coolness in the ground that that keeps the seeds viable, isn't it, Buck?
Yeah, there's a constant temperature where you're not going into extreme heat, and that will help it modify the temperature. You hit on a very important subject, though, that they're not storing GMO seeds or hybrid seeds. These elites are storing heirloom seeds, and the reason why is that these heirloom seeds produces the same plant that the seeds themselves produced. So it's reproducible to the same thing that God designed it to be. These modified seeds, some of them, if they are reproducible, they're making them doomsday seeds. They actually put a genetic code in these seeds that stops them from producing, because the large manufacturers of seed want you to buy seed every year. They want to control the food market on the ultimate, where they control the supply of food. That you should always look for heirloom seeds. You should look for seeds that are not hybrid or they're not genetically modified. And that's all we sell is heirloom seeds. And they produce the same plant that seed itself was produced from. The way that God designed the seed to produce is what they do. And so stay away. Don't buy modified seeds. Buy heirloom seeds. Whether you buy them from us or not, buy real seeds that will produce real food. That'll produce real food again, so you can gather your seed if you want to or if you need to for the future.
And you need to learn how to collect seeds and dry seeds so that you can have a perpetual source of them. And right now, in some ways, it's very easy just to go out and buy them. But, you know, you also want to know how you can actually, if the time ever comes, be able to collect them and dry them on your own.
Today, everyone should be gardening. It's like typing. You don't sit down at a typewriter and learn to type by reading a book. You learn to type by actually typing. You learn to garden by trial and error, by learning from your mistakes and other people's mistakes and learning from what works. And you ought to start gardening today. If you need a garden tomorrow, today is too late to start. You need to start gardening now to understand how the soil counteracts with your seeds and how the nutrients work, the light and the daylight and lack of it, the temperatures in your area, and you ought to be going through the trials of gardening today. So if it becomes necessary to garden, you already got those skills. So start working on them today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start working on them today.
And you do have a fertilizer that you offer.
Yes, we have an organic fertilizer that we sell. It's called Uncle Buck's Fertilizer. It's built out of a basic organic ingredients, including bone meal and seed meal and other basic nutrients that fortify the soil. It's not a soil builder such as composting, which is something you should do as well, but it's to fortify the soil during the growing cycle so that the seed has nutrients it needs to produce not just fruit, but fruit that has all of the vitamins and nutrients to be healthy for you to eat. And
let's get your telephone number out right now.
All right, telephone number is 888-866-9132. This is toll free. 888-866-9132.
Well, hang on there. We want to get that out after the ad here.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's armed forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321. The staff at Don's Handyman Service reminds all parents that drug abuse is a national plague. Please sit down for a loving and caring talk with your children about the dangers of drug use. Education begins in the home, not in the classroom or institution. That was courtesy of your friends at Don's Handyman Service, located in Fort Collins. They're a concerned corporate neighbor working for safer communities for everyone. They wish everyone a happy summer season, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, I stand here. Buck, I want you to get that telephone number out again so people can get it. What's the telephone number?
It's toll-free, 888-866-9132.
One more time.
888-866-9132.
And the website?
Seedcatalog.com. You can just type in your address bar of your browser, seedcatalog.com, or go to your website and click on Heirloom Seeds, and it'll take you right to our website.
All right, and go to our website. It's listed there under Heirloom Seeds. Click on it. You go to Buck's website. Beautifully laid out. Thanks so much for being with us.
You bet, Dr. Stan. Blessings to you today.
All right. Okay, fine. And Cindy Buck does help Radio Liberty. We really appreciate that. And Cindy, we've really enjoyed getting those seeds in and seeing the gardens come up. And, of course, anyway, of course, we are hoping to get another planting of our the seeds and beans, the peas and beans in, and we're still getting things in, putting them in today. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The debt legislation that's passed is not going to solve anything. It's not intended to solve anything. It's quite obvious they intend to destroy our economy. The leaders of both political parties are in on this. Certainly some of the many members of our legislature are. They're good people back there who just don't understand the brotherhood of darkness. And if you don't understand the brotherhood of darkness, who they are and what their goal is, you need to get my book. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get the book, the DVD, or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the DVD, and, of course, on tape. You need to get the quotations down. You need to understand what these people are really doing. They understand what's going on. But, of course, since they control the media, and 95% of the media outlets are controlled by six major corporations, the average individual has no idea. And they know how to condition the mind and control the reality of the majority of the American people. Our job is to reach as many people as we can in the allotted time to understand the spiritual nature of the forces that energize these wicked people who are intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, and transferring our manufacturing and jobs and wealth to other nations. As we raise the standard of living throughout the world in other nations, and we lower the standard of living here, so we will all be happy in this wonderful new utopia. The utopia that Plato wrote about in the Republic with the so-called just ruler. Well, of course, Plato didn't understand that what he was really describing was the coming of the Antichrist, but the people who followed him did. But remember, Plato and Aristotle and Socrates and Pythagoras and even Alexander the Great were all involved were the mystery religions. And what is the mystery religions? Why it is the same philosophy of the Illuminati, of the Council on Foreign Relations, of the Trilateral Commission, of the Bilderbergs, creation of a one world government, of course, under the leadership of the new coming world ruler. And number 1-800-544-8927, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one,